I'm John Berman. Welcome to the 360 podcast. A woman who says she died left this world and returned to tell the tale. Also, it's a very Jose Canseco Thanksgiving on The Ridiculous. Let's get started. This Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, CNN will broadcast a special report to Heaven and Back. Our Randy Kaye explores the extraordinary stories of some people who claim they died, left their bodies and this world, crossed into another world, only to return. One person Randy speaks to is orthopedic surgeon Mary Neal. She says that while kayaking on a river in South America in 1999, she got pinned underwater without oxygen for more than 15 minutes and drowned. Here's a preview of what Dr. Neal tells Randy Kaye that she experienced.
I could see the scene on the riverbank. I could see them pull my body to the shore. I could see them start CPR. I had no pulse, and I wasn't breathing. One fellow was yelling at me to come back.
You were unconscious, so how do you know that all this was happening?
I felt my body break free, and I felt my spirit break free, and I was greeted by these people or these spirits. I could be with them and be going down this incredible pathway and simultaneously look back at the river. When I saw my body, I will say that was the first time that I actually thought, well, I guess I am dead. I guess I really did die.
In the book, you write about dancing with them. Were you celebrating something?
Yes.
What were you celebrating? You had just
died. It was a great homecoming. And I was really surprised by the fact that I had no intention of going back.
You didn't want to return?
No. And I had all the reasons to return. I had a great life. I had a great job. I had a great husband. My children are wonderful, and I loved them more than I could ever imagine loving something on earth. But the love that I felt for them in comparison to God's love that was absolutely flowing through everything was just pale in comparison. And then at a certain point, one of the people or the spirits told me that it wasn't my time and that I had more work to do on earth and that I had to go back to my body. Then they took me back down the path, and literally I sat down in my body.
Your friends, they thought you were dead.
I woke up, I saw them, and then I could hear yelling, and their faces were interesting because it was a mixture, I think, of absolute shock and the sense of, oh, now what do we do? We're in the middle of nowhere. When they looked up, two Chilean young men just appeared. They actually never said anything, and no one ever said anything to them, but they picked me up and put me on top of a kayak to use as a means to carry me. And then one guy helped pick up the boat, and another guy started chopping a path through the bamboo. And when they emerged from the bamboo to the dirt road, there was an ambulance waiting there.
Not a common sighting in that area, I take it?
No, there are no ambulances.
You write in the book, it wasn't just one miracle, it was a constellation of miracles.
The fact is, when you line up every single coincidence, you start to realize that you can't write everything off as a coincidence. I was in the hospital for 5 or 6 weeks. I absolutely felt like I was neither here nor there. I then again felt myself back in heaven and God's world. I was in this incredible field. Again, it was the same experience of intensity, but I was having this conversation with Jesus.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, you're having a conversation with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you asking him?
We talked more about reasons that I'd been sent back. It had to do with my husband's health. So when a couple of our friends died from unexpected causes. I then pushed my husband to have his heart checked. And it was on this heart scan that they ended up finding this lung lesion that was malignant.
How serious was it?
Had it not been found, he probably wouldn't be here.